Sunday afternoon football for Toyota. Good for footy. And the Mesquite Chicken is back at Subway.
Great to have you with us for our pre-game, and it is a long pre-game, but we have plenty to talk about. I reckon 3 hours, 20. We might just run out of time at the end with all the things that we've got to talk about in footy, Spud.
We'll give World Cup a bit of a flyby after,
sure. We will, definitely. They were terrific. But
not good enough.
Yeah, not good enough. Yeah. France got the job done, and we will talk about that a little bit later on, but it is time to continue the discussion we were having before the break, and to get the Carlton point of view on what happened at Etihad Stadium yesterday, always good to have Andrew McKay, the Carlton General Manager of Football, with us. Andy, thanks for your time. We know that this is not going to happen overnight, to quote a hairdressing commercial from all those years ago, but yesterday in the first half looked about as far away as Carlton has been from this rebuild. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, certainly a really disappointing start for the game, Pete. For us, to be goalless in that first half was just not good enough and really disappointing. And, we've got a lot of questions to ask earlier in the week on the whys, and that's what we'll be doing. To try and work out why that happened. Thankfully, we came out after half-time. We were able to reset at half-time and come back out after half-time and just outscore them in the second half. But it was too little too late, of course.
The look of the scoreboard was obviously ugly when it's 12 goals the difference, or 70 points the difference, and you haven't kicked a goal. But was it deeper than that? Was it the apparent lack of effort, or so it seemed? I know that it's easy from the outside of the fence, but it just seemed at times as though the effort just wasn't there.
Yeah, it is certainly easy from the outside, even from where I sit, Pete, to be honest. It's a lot easier than in the middle of the playing surface, of course, but we weren't brutal enough in the contest, as that was plain to see. It's not a matter of whether we can or can't do it, because we've seen that we can do it. Just we got to be more consistent in doing it, and we certainly weren't doing it in the first half yesterday.
Thanks for coming on, Macca. It's Danny Frawley, mate. You talk about the word brutal. It's a fine line too, isn't it, as a club? How do you dissect that first half? I understand your second half, and well done for that, but do you sit down? Has Bolt already worked out the plan? Do you sit down and watch it? What's the process?
Yeah, obviously the coaches will be coding the game today, Danny. And obviously, we spoke to the players, the coaches spoke to the players after the game last night and started that process and asking the whys and how the players were feeling before the game, and did that have an effect on the first half. And then coaches will watch the vision throughout today and cut the vision up, and that'll be more the technical side of it. But I think, in the first half, it was more of a mental side rather than a technical or physical side. So, we'll be asking a few more questions about that early this week.
The fact that, the millennials now, we treat them differently, is there a fine line of just sweeping over that first half and looking at the second half, or holding the players to account more for themselves to see what happens? Because, I'm a big believer in, times are gone, through the 90s and 80s, where you just, it was unacceptable in some of those areas. But to actually get the players to actually see and watch how the performance was, is that a fine line, or you just say, no, we're actually going to show this?
Yeah, I will be showing it. Yeah, no doubt about that. And the players take full responsibility. They're super disappointed in how they performed, of course, in that first half in particular. So they're open for that discussion too. They don't want to hide away from it. They want to get on the front foot and say, "Righto, how on earth did this happen?" I'm actually looking forward to it, to be honest. And I think the players are too, because if you can confront that and find out the whys, then you can actually hopefully avert it next time, or actually get a response earlier next time rather than waiting for half time.
And it's hard with integrity in selection too, because the performance as a team, but there's one player in particular, and as I said, I'm not at the coalface like you. Harry Mackay, why was he dropped? He's averaging 2 goals a game and 4 marks. Is it work rate with him, or what was the reason for that?
Harry's been crook all week. He got crook on last Saturday. Okay. And he was crook all week, so he just couldn't be selected for any game this week. He's a young man, Harry, and we all know that the big guys take a little bit longer to progress and develop. And remember, his first year, he had those stress reactions of his back and was out for most of the year. So it's been a slow burn for Harry. He's just learning the game little by little. He's shown some promise, which is fantastic, and we've given him a number of games. And you know, I'm confident that he'll find his way back into the team. So,
but wasn't he just on Harry? Wasn't he dropped before he was
week,
cooked up?
The week before, yeah. He's still learning the game. You know, as far as leading patterns and things like that are concerned. So, you know, with the with the team structures that you play with now. Harry's still learning those, and that's a work in progress for him. But he's improving, he's developing, so we're looking forward to some more footy from him in the seniors not too distant future.
Andy, do you worry about Paddy Cripps at the moment shouldering such a heavy load for a young player? Do you need another big-bodied mid in there to support Paddy? Because at the moment, he's a lone hand in there, and for such a young player, it is a lot to put onto his shoulders.
Yeah, he's shouldering a lot. He's a hell of a player and a hell of a person. He's taking it all in his stride at the moment, which is a credit to him. Got Ed Turno in there, of course, providing some grunt work. But, you know, obviously got Matty Kennedy on the sidelines at the moment, which is disappointing with that ankle. He's been out for quite some time. We traded for Matty purely to get him into the middle and provide some more grunt work in the middle for us. He came with a shoulder injury, so we knew his progression in the first half of the season was going to be slow. Because he had that shoulder operation and didn't get much pre-season in. And then it was disappointing to once he did start, to get that ankle injury. So that would have helped Cripper a whole lot, but certainly, yeah, we'll be looking for those types of players at the end of the year. Indeed.
So where do you see this group? Where are they at the moment? Where does the improvement come from? Today, we had a look at the numbers. Yesterday's game, Fremantle were younger and averaged less games. Obviously, I think the core group of players from Fremantle, Neil Fife, Sandilands and Mundy versus Simpson, Thomas, Cruiser and Wright, is the improvement, does it need to come from those players? Is it the younger brigade or is it your middle tier that is letting you down at the moment?
I think the middle tier can improve and the younger guys will improve, but you can't expect them to shoulder the load and create the win or loss for us. They're there to provide the excitement and enthusiasm, whereas the middle tier guys provide the grunt work and the win or the loss, so to speak, and so do the experienced guys. And you know, you have people like you mentioned, Paddy Cripps doing a great job. Cruz was okay in the second half yesterday. Kate Simpson had an outstanding third quarter, and it was a credit to him that he sort of led that bounce back for us in that second half. We've got Mark Murphy on the sidelines, of course, which isn't helping a whole lot. And hopefully Mark will be back in the next couple of weeks. You know, we've got Marchbank on the sidelines. We've got Matty Kennedy on the sidelines. So, you know, those guys are going to be back in the next couple of weeks, which you'll see instant improvement once those types come back. So I'm looking forward to getting those guys back.
With the young list, Macca, you know, you look at your list, you've got 18 players off other AFL lists. Is it... And I know you had to do that for a reason, because of the amount of change, but sometimes that becomes a bit sort of, they're not your own, you're not growing your own. I know that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, Spud. You've got to remember, we have gone to the draft heavily in the last 3 years. That was 2.5 years ago, 3 drafts ago. We've really invested in the young kids going through the draft. But as we're finding now, you know, we can't just do that. So we've had to get some more experienced players in to fill some gaps. And we know we still have a lot of gaps there. So the list management strategy 3 years ago was to go to 3 drafts, build from the bottom. And we think that's going to be the best possible thing for us to sustain success. And we still believe that. However, you know, as you go to the draft, you get younger and younger and get more inexperienced. And so you need a couple of that middle tier bracket just to come in and help shoulder the load, so to speak. And then, you know, the strategy is to look at free agent window at the end of this year. And that was always a strategy from 2.5 years ago when we set it. So we couldn't, you know, we could have gone and got a free agent 2.5 years ago, an A-grade couple of free agents back then. But by the time the club's ready for success in the next few years, those players would have been on their way out. So it was all about timing for us. So we had to go to the draft for 3 years, then look at the more mature free agents that of real quality, and then they'll be able to hang around for, you know, and play some good footy for us for the next 6 years and see some of that success and help us get to that success.
Andy, thanks for your time. We appreciate you coming on.
No problems, Peter. Thanks, guys.
Andrew McKay, the Carlton General Manager of Football, joining us. So we'll discuss what Andrew had to say on the other side of the break. Just a note, car park gate 7 at Brunton Avenue is now closed. Yeah. Gate 3 at Wellington Parade South closed to all bar disabled patrons. Yeah. Gate 6 is available now. It's tough at the MCG today. More coming up on Sunday Footy after the break.